BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
Here is today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Jordan North is going to the UK's funniest places with a huge joke book, the Book of LOL. If we come to your area, write a joke in the book because we need it for our 24-hour LOLathon next week for Comet Relief. He's been everywhere today, as you'll hear on this podcast, from Knob End to Ramsbottom to Ticklecock Bridge.
I can't believe LOLathon is now a week away. No. I mean, that is ridiculous, isn't it?
Also, ahead of that, me and Chris throw some sass at each other just to get out of the way so we're nice to each other for 24 hours. Lewis Capaldi rings up for Bangers in a vain attempt to try and get his song played. Actually, not vain, because it did work in the end. Where do you think they were today is so weird. Another listener finds out where they were made from their mum, Bev, who revealed a lot. Poor Sam.
I thought the whole thing was a mess, actually. It really was. Like, my brain's confused from it and I was grossed out. It was ridiculous, wasn't it, Scott?
Yeah, enjoy.
Scott Mills.
So, exciting times. As I was listening to Greg James this morning, the road to the LOLathon is on. In the lead up to next Wednesday at 1 p.m, when we do 24 hours of jokes again for Red Nose Day, Jordan North is on the road all over the UK with a massive red book. And we need it filled with jokes. The Book of LOL.
This is such a good idea because it allows us to get all these jokes in advance. Like, start banking them up already. And the genius of this is go to the rudest places around, because you know what? That's where the funny jokes are going to be.
Yeah.
That's the theory.
Uh-huh. So we're looking for funny people to fill in the joke book in some of the UK's funniest places. So Jordan this morning started off in Knob End.
Yep.
And I've been looking at his Instagram. He's passed through Ramsbottom. And we're going to have a catch-up with him soon to see who's filling in the Book of LOL so we get some advanced jokes.
It's so good, this.
We'll find out the next location.
Favourite thing in ages. And it is unbelievable how many places there are around the UK.
Oh, believe me, we've got so many good places to go to this week.
I'm going to be going at one point. It's like my aim with this Book of LOL is to get it to Muff.
Sorry?
I want it in Muff. That's where I want the Book of LOL collecting jokes in, and we know it well, the town of Muff.
In Ireland?
It's in, I think it's, I actually need to check the geography at all. It's Northern Ireland, I think.
It's on the border, right?
It's around the border. Anyway, we'll look into it. But yeah, the aim is, let's get it to Muff.
Yep. Of course, we famously phoned the Muff Liquor Company.
Yes.
On Funny Business a few weeks ago. So, yeah. I mean, if it could end up in Muff, that would be awesome.
That's the aim.
Yeah. I'll tell you what was a joke, by the way.
Go on.
Watford last night.
Oh, don't give me that now.
5-0 to
Liverpool.
Actually,
it's fair enough, because normally when they win, I come on and talk a lot about it. So, yeah, that's fair enough. We got absolutely destroyed.
Like, destroyed?
Yeah. Yeah, were you watching?
I saw bits, yeah. Speaking of jokes,
what now?
I've got one for you.
Go on.
What would a Watford fan do if their team won the Premier League?
I don't know.
Switch off their PlayStation.
Yes.
Oh, it's going to be fun next week.
Scott Mills.
Last week's Where Do You Think They Were, where one of our listeners finds out where and when they were made by their parents, Chris described as, I think, horrific at one point.
Oh, it was completely disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty out there.
We were in a hotel room and, my wife was looking particularly sexy hanging over the toilet.
Right, okay, you don't want to hear that from your dad.
No. No, and there was illness involved and obviously the event itself. It was horrific. Honestly, I couldn't get my head away from it.
It was basically sort of like, how can I describe it? Like a roll-on, roll-off ferry. I was on one side and off the other.
Like, when you're being told how you're made, don't use the phrase roll-on, roll-off ferry.
True.
You know? And then the song was involved.
I'm bringing sexy back. And other boys don't know whatever. Yeah.
Go on, Andrew.
I think it's special when you're on your back.
Yes.
So turn around and get on your back.
Oh, this is, I mean, the words are wrong and it's...
Dirty baby.
I'm done. It's awful, but it's great radio. And so, if you want to be part of Where Do You Think They Were, you know I'm always looking for future contestants. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I'll need your number and the number of one of your parents so they can tell us all the details.
Scott Mills.
This is the road to the Lollathon.
The Lollathon is back. In the lead up to it, which is next Wednesday at 1 for 24 hours, we've got the road to the Lollathon. So, right now, Jordan North is in some of the funniest place names in the UK, travelling around with this massive red book of jokes. Now, that's going to give us a real hard start. A kind of hard start?
Yeah, no, I kind of get what you mean.
It will give us
a strong start.
A head start.
Head start.
That's what I'm saying.
We just need it filled with jokes.
Yeah.
That's the aim here.
We've got 24 hours of jokes to tell, so if we can read from a book of jokes, that gives us a head start.
Exactly. Mate, it's all about, as many of you listening right now, filling in this book with all the jokes you can think of.
Yeah.
We need them.
Jordan's got this massive joke book with him, so I can speak to him now. Jordan, where have you been already today with the book?
I've been to Knob End.
Yeah.
That's how we started things off this morning, meeting all the Knob Enders.
Yeah.
We was at Ramsbottom about an hour later.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went to Long Lovers Lane, Bank Bottom and Slack Bottom Road was the last time we checked in with Clara Ampho. We were deep in Slack Bottom Road.
And what are people saying? Are people being cooperative with their jokes?
Oh, they've been great. We've had some absolute crackers. We've had some belters. Some that we've had to put at the back of the book because they're a bit rude and they're post 9 p.m.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's okay. We'll need them for the when we can go a bit rude after 9 or 10, yeah.
And then we said before we had one girl. She was so sweet and innocent, and she put in the dirtiest joke you've ever heard in your life. We couldn't even put it in the book.
Wow.
It was that bad.
Couldn't put it in the book?
Yeah. Honestly, it was it was. She was so sweet and innocent as well.
But
so it's going well, Jordan.
Yeah, it's going really well.
Okay, Jordan North.
So much fun.
On the road to Lollathon, tell us where you are now. Where have you got to now?
I'm currently on Dick Lane in Bradford.
Yes. You love it.
Bradford's Dick Lane.
It's massive. It is huge.
Is it?
It's such a long, big road. It's pulsating with traffic.
Is it a cul-de-sac?
No, it's like a huge road. It's probably about 4, maybe 5 miles long.
Okay.
Maybe bigger.
And who's there with you?
Currently, we've got two cheerleaders that have turned up. We've got Dervla and Amelia. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hiya. Amazing.
Oh.
Well, they heard us on the radio.
Yeah.
And they were like, we want to come and put a joke in the big lol book.
Yeah. Okay, flanked by cheerleaders. So what are they going to add?
Are you going to sing a joke for us?
We can do. Maybe just say it.
All right, just say it. Okay, Amelia, you go first. What joke have you put in the book?
What is a cheerleader's favourite cereal?
I don't know. What is a cheerleader's favourite cereal?
Cheerios.
Hey!
Nice.
We've had right. worse.
Yep.
We've had worse.
We've definitely had worse.
Dervla, have you got a gag for us?
Yeah. What do bananas do best at cheerleading?
What do bananas do best at cheerleading?
The splits.
The splits!
Yay. Yes, very daytime friendly. Good ones.
Excellent. Well, Dick Lane are really churning out the results there. Thank you very much, Jordan. I'll be back to you in a bit.
Thank you.
Road to the Lollathon for Comet Relief.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Laura, who's at work today? She's working from home today. She says, really enjoying the Road to the Lollathon. Why don't you get Jordan to come and visit me? In the English county of Worcestershire, in my little village is Bell End. Okay, I'll pass that on. Radio 1. Fun fact for you, Chris.
Yeah?
Guess how many people are having sexy time in the whole world right now?
Oh, like right now?
Right now.
Oh, I don't know. Do you mean just those listening to this show? Or do you mean like literally everyone in the world?
I'm talking global, mate.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm going to say right now 500,000 people are at it.
Try 320 million.
No, really?
Yeah, there's a lot of people on planet Earth.
And just imagine all of those people in one room. Actually, well, don't.
No, they're not. They're not in one room. They're like, I'm talking about like everywhere, all over the world.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah. In all the countries.
And at some point...
Finland.
Yep. Denmark.
Russia.
Uganda.
They're all at it.
Azerbaijan.
Ridiculous.
Poland.
Djibouti.
Where's that?
It's nah. Anyway, the point is, loads of people are doing it right
Uzbekistan.
Now.
Right, we're going to speak to Sam. Hello, Sam.
Hi.
Oh, dear. Are you all right?
Well, yeah.
So, at one point, your mum and dad, what are their names?
Bev and Rob.
At one point, Bev and Rob were just two of those 320 million people.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thanks.
Yeah.
Makes it so special. Sam, cheer up, mate. You are a hero, my friend. You are someone that has stepped up to this show to take part in this feature. So, right from New York, we would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
I'm just repaying you for great radio, so it's the least I can do.
Top man.
Thank you. Now, was it you that decided to apply for this?
Well, I sort of mentioned it to my mum because I knew she'd be game, and I do enjoy listening to this feature. It's always a better idea talking about it, but now I'm here, I genuinely don't feel very well.
Okay, Sam, so you don't know the story of where you were made, no?
I know one particular word that was pretty prominent in it. That's enough, really, there, that one word.
Okay.
What does it begin with? C? W?
No, it's a W.
Is it? Oh. Okay, well, let's save this then.
Save that then. Well, I can't, I don't know what you would do that starts with a W. All right, who are we going to speak to today? Is it your mum or your dad?
It's my mum.
Oh, right. Bev.
Hello.
Bev from Bev and Rob fame.
I'm going to kill Sam.
Well, no. Dick, there's funny attitudes going on with this. Do you not see this as a great opportunity to embarrass your son here?
Well, I'm very good at doing that anyway.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, we're about to find out just how good, Bev, because next, you're on Where Do You Think They Were? Wait there.
Scott Mills.
Sam is on the line. How are you feeling now, Sam?
Pretty much still the same. Probably slightly worse now I know my mum is actually on the phone.
Yep, okay. you know how it goes on Where Do You Think They Were? We find out the exact moment where you, Sam, were created. It's a beautiful thing. All right, Chris, should I
sexy music,
should I load
please,
up the
Scott?
Sexy music?
Yes, right. Please.
Okay.
Whack it on.
All right, Beth?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, take it back to where it began.
It all started on New Year's Eve in 1986.
New Year's Eve?
It started in 1986.
Oh, it's a roller.
The passion all through the evening at the party we went to.
Bev, let's slow this down a little bit. You're getting a bit carried away already.
Like on New Year's Eve in 1986.
Yeah, and 1986.
And yeah. Then...
Slow down, Bev. That's not what you said.
That's Rob's problem.
Ah! Oh, no.
Where are you on New Year's Eve? Are you at a party or something?
We'd gone to a party, but when we arrived, the host had eaten all the food and there was no drink.
Right.
So then we went to the local pub.
Let's set the scene a little bit. Were you all dressed up for New Year's Eve? What were you wearing?
A nice frock. A nice dress.
It's New Year's Eve, you need to impress.
Yes, it did impress as well.
Everyone's at their sexiest on New Year's Eve, aren't they? Those that go out.
Oh, Sam.
Do you know, I mean, you plan the outfit and stuff, don't you, often? Would you agree, Bev?
Yes. I was only young then.
Yeah, it's okay.
Young.
So, you're in the pub. The drinks are flowing.
They are.
Where do you go from
but
there?
I knew something was going to be up at the end of the evening.
Why?
Because Robert was very amorous.
Was he?
Rampant Robert.
Rampant Robert.
Do you know what it was? He had a night out.
Yes.
And I knew.
You knew.
I just knew there was something going to happen.
Really?
Later on.
Was there a look in his eye?
Oh, yeah.
Also, he's...
And I have my mother and father-in-law with us as well.
You'd think that would ruin the mousse.
Why is Rampant Rob being all horny in front of your mum and dad?
Well, you know why.
Oh, he always was.
The thing is with Rob...
He didn't care. Don't forget we're Cornish.
Don't say that!
So, Bev's got a frock on. Rob's hungry.
Rob's a hungry... Amorous, Cornish pirate. That's what I'm imagining in my head there. Do you know what I mean?
Don't say that, because he always dresses up as Captain Jack Sparrow when they go to their friends for fancy dress. And now I'm worried.
Sir, get some Pirates of the Caribbean music on, Scott.
Okay.
Lovely.
Here we are.
So you're at the pub then.
Yes.
Pirate Rob is looking at you. The in-laws are there as well, which kind of makes the situation a bit weird. But you're aware that Rob is, you know, he's on.
Amorous.
Yes. Great word.
We went home and
apparently
Robert was chasing me around the house.
Oh.
And the next morning, my 14-year-old nephew said to me, Auntie Bev, Uncle Rob was chasing you around the house last night saying, "Whooshy!"
What was he saying?
"Whooshy!" "Whooshy?"
What's that?
Do you want to hear how he said it?
Yeah.
"Whooshy! Whooshy!"
Who's this? Is that him? Is that the dad?
Rob in the background?
That is Rob.
What is "Whooshy"? Is this some kind of mating call?
No.
It's a word for something that.
What is it? A Cornish word?
It's a family name.
Okay, Sam, can you explain what a "Whooshy" is in terms that me, Scott, and the nation can understand? What is a "Whooshy"?
"Whooshy."
Yeah?
What is it?
It's a "Whooshy."
Can we all just stop saying "Whooshy" and tell me what it is?
It's a lady's...
Cool.
Sam, it's a name for your mother's part.
Yeah,
I can't believe I'm saying that to you.
Wow.
Fine.
Okay, I need a break. Can we take a song and then we'll find out more about Pirate Rob and his sword fight?
Okay, then. Scott
Mills. Where do you think they were is with Sam and Mum Bev. Just checking in, Sam.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I usually have a lot of words, but I genuinely have nothing.
Yeah, it's all gone very weird at the moment, but then I don't know if that's just us think it's weird or maybe it's NFC. Normal for Cornwall.
Yeah. Normal for Cornwall, NFC.
Whooshy.
Your dad... So, to go back to what we were talking about, your dad is chasing your mum around the house... New Year's Eve, using the word "whooshy," which is what he says to try and... I don't know what it means, but I assume it's like some sort of signal. And that is actually a nickname, Sam, for your mother's... we haven't agreed on a term that we should use for this. But your mother's area.
Oh, God.
I don't think I can do this.
It's just next level weird, Scott.
Is Rob still there shouting "whooshy" in the background for no particular reason?
It better not be.
This chasing around the house is bizarre, isn't it, Scott?
Right. Yeah.
It's like some sort of dog chewing a slipper.
It's not usually this long. It always doesn't feel this long.
No.
On the radio, Sam. No, we just want all the information,
right,
Sam.
Right, I need to take another song. I'm sorry. I need...
Scott Mills.
Right, we're back with "Where Do You Think They Were?" Can we just get this over, please? All right, so, Bev, you're being chased around the house by Rampant Rob, this pirate, and he's shouting, "whooshy, whooshy." Then what happens?
Well, I really don't know.
Brilliant. After all that.
I have to ask then, when you finally succumbed to Rob's sort of calls at
passion?
You and yeah, sort of displays of passion, what where was that? So that was back in the house then.
Would Sam remember that house?
No.
Right. It's probably best day, Sam.
Yeah.
The details don't seem clear, Scott. And what I think would be really nice is just to try and imagine that moment. They're back. Rob has been waiting all night. He's a hungry man. Mm.
He's not been fed.
He wants "whooshy," whatever "whooshy" is. And I imagine there's music playing in the background at this point.
Oh, yeah. Was there any music, Bev?
Yeah. Barry White. The love warer.
Well, yeah, there was... he's had some pretty sexy songs. Barry White.
My daughter was conceived while we were listening to Barry White.
Oh, bonus.
Okay, that's for another episode.
Oh, that's two there then, isn't it?
Right, yeah, next. I mean, listen to this.
Yeah.
It's filth.
Bev there walking the plank.
You have no idea.
This
is awful.
No, it's not.
Was she?
My hand keeps there.
Never ending.
I love you, baby.
What's going on?
It's sex music. Like 100%.
Run my fingers.
What's going on?
I don't like this at all. I'll be honest with you. I'm a bit weirded out with this whole one today. I'm ready to just call it. Maybe we go again next week with this. I just think it's all been a bit...
You're weirded out.
It's all just been very weird.
Yeah, OK. All right, so that was strange. But, Bev, thank you very much. And Sam,
okay.
I can tell you, it's all over.
Oh, amazing.
But you know,
you're never allowed to talk about that again, Mum.
Oh, why not? You like it.
What?
You like it. What a thing to hear.
Okay. So there we are, New Year's Eve baby. How's that? And you roll over maybe into the early 87 as well, Sam.
Yeah. Been a good day.
And you are one of this show's heroes, you know that?
It means a lot. Scott Mills.
White. Many, many messages coming in about today's Where Do You Think They Were?
Wishy!
Hello, George.
All right.
Yeah, I'm all right. I mean, how are you feeling after that?
I'm a bit fed from that. I don't know what's going on there.
I mean, it was a bit of an odd one, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely filth. I don't know why that boy'd want to go on there.
Well,
yeah, it's a tricky one, isn't it? I mean, that's what generally everyone is saying, Scott, that it was weird and gross in equal measures. Like Susie, you message in saying that it put her off her Twix.
Right.
I think that's totally understandable.
Emily in Wakefield can't cope. Literally non-stop laughter in the office, especially...
Wishy!
When the dad piped up...
Where did he come from?
I know. So if you missed it, basically... but there was... Sam was on. His mum got chased around the room by her dad, Rob, who we decided was a pirate.
Mm.
And then he was shouting the word...
Wishy! Wishy!
Yeah. Sammy, how did that make you feel?
Oh, I'm cooking some son when he gets back in from school. Really, really put me off. I couldn't stop laughing.
I know. Claire in Wakefield says, this is the worst I've ever heard in my life, but the funniest. I'm in stitches. I mean, yeah. I don't know how we're going to top that one.
Scott Mills.
Grace from Cornwall says, what part of Cornwall are they from? I've never heard it said before. It's definitely not a local phrase.
Wishy.
That was Bastille.
It's like an alarm to warn people away.
Yeah.
Wishy.
Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
OK. Time for bangers. Hello, who's this?
This is Lewis.
Hey, Lewis. Where
hey,
are you
Lewis.
Today?
I'm in the lovely Madrid.
Madrid?
Yes, Madrid.
Okay.
This is exciting. International call.
Locally known as Glasgow.
You're in Glasgow or Madrid?
Yeah, well, you'll never know. You'll never know.
This is Lewis Capaldi.
Is this Lewis? I was just going to say, this is Lewis Capaldi,
Why are you ringing up for bangers?
I just thought I'd call in, check up on you guys. I know that my voice is a certain timbre, but my voice, I'm sure, is unmistakable. But I thought you would have got it by sooner now. But I was just calling, checking in, seeing how you both were.
Okay. This is class.
Well,
on
this game, you have to pick either my song that I've chosen or the song that he's chosen. Do you understand that, Lewis?
Okay. Yeah, but I fully understand that. Yeah, totally get that.
Are you just trying to get your song on the radio?
Well, I mean, I was going to ask which one of you picked my song.
Right, no, these are the choices. Right, I see what you're doing here. This is a bit like when you caught up on the escape room, yeah.
Okay, yep.
All right, here's my choice. Lewis, you can have this. So that is Gwen Stefani, The Sweet Escape. Sweetest Escape.
The Sweetest Escape.
Ever heard
of
that song?
Nice.
Yeah?
It's good, yeah, but it's not as good as a song that I heard the other day in the car on Radio 1. It was kind of like, I need somebody to hear. It kind of went like that. It was kind of similar. It was like that. But his name escapes me.
Gotcha.
But it's a good
somebody
song.
That you used to know. Yeah, no, we're not going to have that on
no.
Bangers. Okay, you can
What's
have
your
my
okay.
choice, which is this. Oh, this is good, isn't it? Throwback. This is a garage classic. Little Bit of Luck. Luck and Neat.
All right, so it's between Gwen Stefani and DJ Luck and MC Neat, Lewis.
Okay, so just to be clear, Lewis Capaldi isn't one of those choices.
No, but like the idea of bangers is you choose one of the two.
No, I get that, I understand that, but... So not one of them. There's not like a third choice.
Right, listen, I get it. Right, I know you really want to be number one tomorrow. Just pick one of these songs now, either Gwen Stefani or DJ Luck, and then I'm going to do a full on sell. Okay, and I'll play your song.
Okay,
all right.
Okay. So I suppose I'll pick one of these lesser tracks, and I will go with Gwen Stefani.
Okay, I'll come back to you.
One. The Birthday Girls are back.
dog.
Hello, you obviously like podcasts. You've obviously got great taste. So why not listen to another podcast, Birthday Girls House Party on BBC Sounds?
Birthday Girls House Party.
It's not just a random house party.
We've got a theme.
We've done pirates. We've done a surprise party. We've got comedy guests. Loads of comedy guests. We've had James Acaster.
Hello, Camille. How are you?
She kicked me out during a spelling test. Because she thought that I was going, this is too easy. But actually, I was a heavy breather.
So if you like the sound of that, please listen to Birthday Girls House Party. Available now on BBC Sounds. One.
What a choice by Pops Lewis Calamari there.
That was Pops.
That was that was The Sweet Escape by Gwen Stefani. Thanks so much, Lewis, for choosing my track today.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Again, a bit disappointed that mine was not an option in there, but I just thought I'd play along so that you would, I'm sure, sell my song.
We had Rag and Bone Man on the show yesterday and he was trash talking you a little bit.
I heard he's not even Scottish though.
Really?
No, he's
putting
it on. He just really liked Taggart.
He said, not even Scottish, just really likes Taggart.
We toured together and he knows I've got a soft spot for Taggart, so I don't know how he would air my dirty laundry like that. But I can assure you I am Scottish and I have it on good authority that he is made of nor rag nor bones. He's human flesh, just like the rest of us.
Okay, well, we need to explain that there are two tracks going for number one on the official chart tomorrow, which I will announce. One of the contenders is Rag & Bone Man with Giant. The other is Lewis Capaldi, someone you loved. And I think we should play one of those tracks now ahead of the number one race tomorrow. So.
Wait, what?
No, I'm going to play your one. Listen.
Okay, sorry.
Let me just talk to the Radio 1 listener, okay, Lewis? Who are you gonna choose really for this week's number one? Think about it. A man who has had 10 UK number ones. A man that holds the record for the most number one singles this decade. Has dated Taylor Swift. Lives in a sprawling mansion in the Hollywood Hills. Or a man who has had zero UK number one.
None at all.
And until recently has even struggled to even slightly dent the official chart.
I have recently struggled and there's no dents at all. It's been dentless.
Has dated nobody.
I've dated no one. I've known such of three women in my life. It's been quite a barren existence.
To be fair as well, Rag & Bone hasn't dated Taylor Swift, but I know what you mean.
No, I'm talking about Calvin Harris.
Yeah.
Yes, they're both from Scotland, but like I said, one lives in a sprawling mansion in the Hollywood Hills. One lives in a small flat in Glasgow above a William Hill.
Exactly, with my parents and my other 17 siblings.
So, with that in mind, as you stream, as you download, just think about what I've just said.
Yep.
We're going to play Lewis Capaldi now with Someone You Loved.
Best song ever.
Great Britain. Make the right choice.
One, BBC.
Radio One.
Time I fear there's no one to save me.
Scott Mills.
I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved.
Hello, Lou, off of Preston. Is like, yes, Capaldi for number one. I've got it playing on loop all the time and listening to Radio 1. Jason from Middlesbrough, definitely gonna buy his album. Shouldn't be impartial, Scott. That's poor form. I know. I also feel like I'm cheating a bit because of Rag & Bone yesterday. But
yeah, what is the deal? Do you have to be impartial? I don't know. I don't have to be. I'd love him to be number one.
Yeah, I would really like him to be number one. There, I've said it. Naomi says Lewis Capaldi is one of the few famouses that seems as funny in real life as he is on Insta. I'm proper addicted to his Instagram. I know it is an entertainment piece, isn't it? His Instagram. That was Lewis Capaldi. So close to being number one tomorrow with Someone You Loved.
Scott Mills.
This time next week, the 24-hour lolathon for Red Nose Day will be over. And I can't get my head around that today.
I know. It's just come around so quickly.
So we're doing 24 hours of jokes for Comic Relief starting next Wednesday at 1 p.m.
You got your nuts ready?
Sorry?
But this is what you told me last time. Remember you saying to me before, it's like, right, listen, it's going to be a lot of fun, but it's 24 hours. Yeah. So what you need is, and you had some little nuts with you to keep you going.
Yeah, I
saw it. As if that was going to be the key.
Well, actually, I think I'm fine. If you ever do any kind of marathon, then the key is to eat well before and after, not order a pizza.
Yeah.
Because then you basically went into a coma at one point.
But that was the thing. We had two very different techniques of doing our marathon.
I ate healthy, little and often. You went straight in for the pizza, which is why you were slumped over the microphone at about 3 a.m. I wouldn't advise it.
It's meant to be fun. Stop arguing already. That's the problem as well. When you're tired, you're grouchy. Mm. You're a bit tired today, actually, and you've been a bit grouchy with me throughout the day. I don't pretend you haven't been.
Yeah,
I notice.
I'm a little bit, yeah. Sometimes you can tell, can't you?
A little bit prickly.
Yeah, you know me well. So, yeah. Today I feel a little bit...
I know.
On the edge, yeah.
I know.
I don't know whether I'm scared of the Lollathon or I don't know what it is.
Do you know what? There's a lot on, but it's all good stuff. And we are so excited.
Mm.
I worry if you're tired now, Scott, that we've got, you know, a big week coming up and next week as well.
I'm just going to sleep. I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, well, what I was going to say is, why don't you just get it out of your system? Sometimes you just need to... what's the phrase? Sometimes you just got to... clean the pipes out.
Right.
You know? And what I'm saying is, why don't you just release the valve slightly?
Okay.
And why don't you do that by just sort of sassing on me a bit?
Sure.
Bit like when we do playground insults.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, a bit like kind of the only way you'll ever get laid is if you crawl up a chicken's bum and wait.
That's fine.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. If you can think a few more of those,
I'll just
sit here.
Man, I've got so many more of those.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you got some?
I haven't, but I can find some. But I'm happy to just sit here and you can just give it to me, okay?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's do it next.
Yeah, just get a few.
Scott Mills.
All right, so we seem to be in a position now where I've been told to get all my sass out in time for the 24-hour Lollathon for Comet Relief next week.
Yeah, I think this is actually going to be beneficial for you. This is a bit like having a little massage, isn't it? Mm. Just getting it out of your system.
Mm-hmm.
So give us your best insults. I won't be offended.
I've got loads of these, by the way. We could even do it on the Lollathon.
Yeah?
Yeah, if it works, yeah. If I had a face like yours, I'd see my parents.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Another one?
You're so fake, Barbie's jealous.
Yeah, okay. That's fine as well. You got any specific to me, or have you just Googled these?
You're so inbred, you might as well be a sandwich.
I think that's offensive on a few levels there, but that's fine. That's fine as well. It's a safe place.
Brains aren't everything, Chris. In your case, they're nothing.
Yeah, okay. Do you feel better for that? Good. All right, well, that's the main thing.
Yeah.
Get it out before the Lollathon, and then we can just do 24 hours where me and you like each other.
I'm sure I've seen people like you before, but I had to pay an admission.
Okay. Some of these... pathetic. Would it help you, because I know what you're like as well, and you are actually a very nice guy, would it help if I gave you a couple back?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay,
of course.
Fine.
I'm willing to take it if I'm giving them out.
I'm seeing a couple in front of me right now.
Yeah. But they've been handed to you.
Well, no, I'm just seeing on the screen here.
Right.
It's like there's some quite creative ones.
Mm.
You're the reason the gene pool needs a lifeguard. That's good.
Oh. Okay.
Let me find one that I can say. If laughter is the best medicine, your face must be curing the world. That's a great one. There's a couple of old ones coming in. Do you want to hear that, or is that just going to wind you up again?
Hit me.
You're so old, when you were a child, rainbows were black and white.
I think
we're done.
It's good you're with friends, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Scott Mills.
This is the road to the Lollathon.
It's happening. The Lollathon is next week, Wednesday, 1 p.m. for 24 hours for Red Nose Day. And we are staying up all night again. Like we did 2 years ago. I can't believe that was 2 years ago.
I know. I'm so excited for this, man. It's going to be good.
So excited. Now, to give us a head start, there is a book, a massive red book, going round the UK to some of the country's funniest place names. And we need you, if you're in those areas, to fill it with jokes so we've got a head start when we begin the Lollathon next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Jordan North is with the book right now, and it is filling up, even though we're only on day one. We only started this with Greg this morning. So, Jordan, where have you been so far today?
So far, Scott, we started off this morning at Knob End. We was we was there with Greg. Then we went to Ramsbottom. Lol. Then we ended up on Long Lovers Lane.
Long.
And before, when we last checked in with you, we was on Dick Lane in Bradford.
You're really enjoying this, aren't you? I can
right
really
now,
listen to him.
Yes.
I love how much joy it brings you.
It's the best.
And Jordan,
I mean, come on,
Jordan,
Dick Lane.
Where are you right now?
Right now, I am on Ticklecock Bridge in Castleford.
Yes,
lovely. Is it a good spot?
Yes, it's a really good spot. We're picking up momentum. We're starting to get a bit of a crowd as well because we've got a lot of students here from Airedale Academy.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well,
yeah.
they must know some jokes that we can put in the Book of Law.
Yeah, they've already put some in. Do you want me to ask them if they know some jokes?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's do it. It's right. Oliver, give us your best joke.
What do you call a Russian with a sore throat?
I don't know. What do you call a Russian with a sore throat?
I have a Chestikov.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I was really nervous about that one, but that was fine in the end. Okay.
Got a bit nervous here. Lauren, what about you?
What sits at the bottom of the sea and twitches?
What does sit at the bottom of the sea and twitches?
A nervous wreck.
Yeah.
Good one. We've got Mason here as well. Mason.
How do you stop a bull from charging? Cancel its credit card.
These are good.
And Caitlin, here live at Ticklecock Bridge in Castleford, what's your joke for us?
So I've got this friend Gav, he died of a heart attack recently. Can't believe Gav is gone.
Oh, you ruined it.
Gabby's scum.
You talked over it. Chris talked over it. Again, please.
Oh, right, okay, do it again.
I've got this friend, Gav. He died of a heart attack recently. Just can't believe Gabby's gone.
That's a good one. Sorry.
Yeah. But we're picking up memento now. People, before, when we last checked in with you, people were pulling in. They were getting out the cars.
Yeah.
Shouting jokes out the van. Coming and writing the jokes in our big red LOL book, the Book of LOL. That is what we want people to do.
Yeah.
We're going to be on the road for the next few days, so just come. If we're near you and you're here, come and find us and write in the book. Don't worry if not, you can send your jokes in as well to lol@bbc.co.uk.
Yes, your voice
That's
went
lol
weird.
Oh, did it? Did it go robotic?
Yeah. lol@bbc.co.uk. Oh.
Is it all right now?
Yeah, it's good now. All right, people are really suggesting loads of other fun places, funny named places we can go. What's the plan?
Go on.
What's the plan for later today or tomorrow?
So now we're going to go back on the road. We've been given a few suggestions in the Yorkshire area. So we're going to go to a few more. Oh, I'm getting dirty looks now, sorry. In the Yorkshire area. And then tomorrow morning, well, it'll be a mystery. We'll find out where we are. It'll be a silly name.
OK, no. Of course it will. All right, thank you to the people of Castleford for filling your jokes on the road to the Lolathon.
Scott Mills.
So many people in the Yorkshire area. I asked for people around Sheffield to suggest funny place names that Jordan North could go to next on the road to the Lolathon. He's been everywhere today. From Knob End to Dick Lane. On the way to Sheffield now. Hey Scott, Stacey in Doncaster says, try Butthole Lane near Sheffield. Okay, I can pass that on.
Yeah, we're getting a few tips here, aren't we? Deborah's been on, says there's a lovely little village called Wet Wang. Not too far away. That could be on.
Any others? 81199. We need funny people in funny places to fill up our massive joke book, which we're going to use to start the 24-hour Lolathon for Red Nose Day next Wednesday at 1 p.m. For 24 hours?
I know, man. Loads of people saying that there's a Woody Street in Sheffield.
Yep.
That needs checking out, I think.
And, of course, many messages about Peniston, I think that is.
Scott Mills.
Don't forget, we need jokes for this Lolathon next Wednesday. Send them in. Email lol@bbc.co.uk.
Scott Mills.